from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard here on a Wednesday morning, one day till the start of the NFL season. We'll get back to all your phone calls
winning
here.
Winning this day.
It is. It's Bryce Harper. Day. Should they put him on the IL?
Yeah, yes.
Without question. We agree on this. The Phillies need to IL Harper because he does not look right. Big win last night. React to Kyle Schwarber's 3 home runs. And, of course, Nick Sirianni. Are you willing to give him a clean slate as we enter 2024? But, Hugh, we got some big news today on the Eagles. And it's not great. I'm not willing to say it's terrible because I'm not sure this guy's even that good anymore. But it certainly is eye-opening. So the news came down this morning that Devin White is out for the game on Friday night, who was, we thought, the Eagles' starting middle linebacker. He's out for the game with an ankle injury, not even making the trip to Brazil. But here is what really is interesting. Not the injury, right? That could happen, right? A guy hurts his ankle. What's coming out now since the news broke, and that is that Devin White wasn't even going to be the Eagles' starter on Friday night. According to Jeff McClain, Nakobe Dean had beat him out, and it was unclear what his role was even going to be on Friday night. So we went from Devin White is the starter to Devin White is no longer the starter to Devin White is hurt to Devin White's not going on the trip. And Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated said there were rumors before cutdown day that the Eagles could trade Devin White. So this has obviously been brewing here for at least a week or so that he was not going to start and maybe they'd get rid of him. And now he's not going to Brazil.
Yeah, that's a lot of moving parts, man, from a guy that, you know, he didn't really light it up in training camp. But from all indications, it wasn't like he did really bad. You know, I mean, he wasn't like he was a name that was being mentioned, you know, with Young Trot being there and Nakobe Dean, you know, surging like he was coming off an injury and everything. It was one of those things where I guess you just automatically assumed that he was going to be the guy. This is weird, especially, well, not weird. This is just one of those things you're looking like, wow, this happened at this time. Like all of this is going down right before we get ready to jump on a plane to go to Brazil.
So you mentioned we assumed. I think we all did. You know what happens when you assume, though, Hugh?
You make an ass out of yourself.
Yeah, out of you and me and everybody else. Maybe that's what we did here. So this is from Jeff McClain's article just about an hour ago. Quote, he had some moments in camp, he's writing about White here, but didn't stand out as much as Dean, Bon, and even Trotter. So the idea he's saying is, in his eyes, that he was fourth there. And then again, White's name was also mentioned as a potential trade chip. Now, this is a big deal for a lot of reasons. One, now Nakobe Dean, we'll see if he's really ready. Now, he got praise all camp, right? Every time we were there, every time we asked the player when we were at Eagles training camp this summer, who's standing out? Who's standing out? On offense, they basically said it was all Jalen Hurts, right? Every time we asked, it was Jalen. And on the defensive side, every time we asked, it was Nakobe Dean. So now he's up first. But, Hugh, this is a big challenge. Listen to Vic Fangio. And this is kind of foreshadowing the fact that White's not playing in this game. A couple days ago, Vic was asked about the challenges the Packers represent. And he started talking about their play-action game and how much pressure it puts on the linebackers. Here's Vic on Monday talking about the part of his defense that's going to be under the most pressure Friday night.
How much is that challenging for what's been really a refreshed linebacker core when it comes to that kind of part of their game?
It's challenging. They have a really good play action game, which, you know, linebackers are the ones primarily being attacked with that. So it is very challenging. And we haven't seen a lot of that type of play action in training camp. And so it is a challenge for sure.
He hit it there. So Friday night, the Packers run a lot of play action in LaFleur's offense. It's kind of the derivative of the Shanahan offense, right? A lot of play action. They stress the linebackers. Mm-hmm. The pressure's now on. So I'm guessing we're going to see Nakobe Dean and Zach Bond as the starting two linebackers in the middle.
Yeah, and you're going to have to be aware. Your spatial awareness is going to be key, man, and your ability to be able to read and react quickly, especially when you got to figure out where that ball is, if he's handing the ball off or if he's pulling it out and trying to throw it down the field. You got to get back into your drops. So that's going to be a lot tougher on this linebacker core, since, you know, Devin White's not going to be out there, I would assume.
So now the next question is, what is the future of Devin White here with the Eagles? If they were considering trading him on cutdown day and he's not going to Brazil, Kyle, I wonder if Devin White's going to be on this team in a month.
Yeah, you know what this did for me? It's sort of put into perspective. I think this should serve as a lesson to a lot of fans, because we do this all the time. We delude ourselves into thinking, well, the Eagles got rid of this guy, replaced him with this guy. Good move, right? Like, now our linebacker group is better because we got Devin White.
Well, we have a name.
That's right. I mean, it's not always the case.
But that's what we do as fans.
Well, I know, but I think it should be a lesson to people that, like, because, you know, we get yelled at a lot of times for not being as optimistic as others about the Eagles, and I think there's valid reasons for that, because everyone's like, oh, well, like, you know, Cam Jurgens going to be fine replacing Jason Kelce. We don't know. We don't know that. We don't know that Mekhi Becton's going to be a good right guard. Like, we don't know that, that, you know, even Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, or I guess the best example would be Bryce Huff in replacing Hassan Reddick. Everyone's like, oh, no, Reddick, you know, like, Eagles obviously made the right move letting him go, and Bryce Huff's going to be great. Like, well, we don't know. We have no idea.
We don't.
I just assume those things.
I'm going to give Vic Fangio credit for one thing, though. If he decided and he saw with his eyes that White can't play, or White's not as good as N'Kobe Dean, then, Hugh, this is what he's got to do. Vic Fangio doesn't have to care about the money Howie Roseman paid Devin White. He's got to put the best players out there.
Yeah, and as a side note, I just want to say I was right about Hassan Reddick not playing in that first game.
But he's going to play this season.
But he's not playing the first game.
Don't you still think he would be good here?
I just wanted to, like, that's not what I'm arguing.
It's still not a lock he's not playing Monday.
He ain't playing Monday, Joe.
Trent Williams showed up yesterday. He's going to play Monday.
I mean, that's different.
What's not?
Hassan Reddick is not playing. Hassan Reddick has no. He ain't playing.
Well, you know who looks dumb? The dumbest here. The dumbest are the Jets.
Yeah. Trent Williams. It was a money thing for him. So, you know, they pay him the money.
Pay him. Well, the Jets got to pay Reddick then.
They sent a plane for him. They ain't even thinking about paying Hassan Reddick.
Here's where you're not right. The Eagles should have freaking paid the guy. So we could be playing here.
There's an extra angle.
I don't care about what he's doing with the Jets. He should be here.
If he wasn't paid here, he wouldn't have been playing.
No, but they could have paid him.
No, they weren't going to pay him.
They could have took that $8 million.
But they should have, right?
How much did they pay Devin White? What's Devin White's contract?
$7 million?
Can they take that $7 million and give it to Hassan Reddick?
Yeah, right.
Now we're taking people money and giving it to other folks.
They're taking them off the field.
Yeah, they allocated their money incorrectly. They should have paid Hassan Reddick.
I think Bryce Huff's going to be a surprise.
Oh, my God. See, now you're doing exactly what I was just saying.
Wait a second.
I'm being optimistic.
They could have had Bryce Huff and Hassan Reddick.
How dare you?
As soon as he learns how to play first, second down.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully that's in the first week of the season.
This is a joke, quite
frankly. Hopefully that's by Friday.
I have a prediction. This is not the first time this season that an Eagle we think on defense is going to play a lot suddenly doesn't play anymore. This feels like the Vic Fangio way. If you're not
the Vic Fangio way,
if you're not one of the best 11,
like the Mandalorian, this is the way.
This is the way. You sit down. All right, we'll keep an eye on this thing. But there's certainly a lot going on, obviously, with the Devin White situation. It also is striking to me, Hugh, that he's not making the trip.
Yeah, you're not even going to Brazil, dog. Something ain't right.
I feel like if he got seriously injured in practice, we'd have a report on that. That's not a report, right? So can he not walk? Or is there more to this? Like, why isn't he going?
Now, I forgot who. It's a couple players aren't going. I even think Dallas Goedert is making the trip.
No, Dallas Goedert's going.
Dallas is going, but no, who was the safety that's still dealing with his injury?
Cooper? No.
No, not this. Not
oh,
him.
Bradbury. But Bradbury's
no,
hurt.
Not Bradbury.
Another safety.
Yeah, Sidney Brown. Yeah,
but he's on the pup list.
Yeah.
He's on the pup.
Yeah, but normally, like, guys that, you know, he's not going because of that. But normally, guys, like, you know, you're talking about Devin White being a part of the 53-man roster, you would assume that he would make that trip.
I agree. That it's striking to me he's not going. It's one thing if he went and his ankle was sore and they didn't play him on Friday. That happens every week. It's a little bizarre he's not playing. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy hump day.
What's up, Chris?
Happy.
Yo, fellas. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow and definitely be enjoying some crab soup with you over at the Chesapeake Inn, you.
Oh, that's going to be a great time there.
Oh, great
Beautiful
time.
Weather, great spot. We're excited.
Ah, the weather's gonna be perfect. Let's move along here to this clean slate thing. So first of all, the Devin White thing, dude, who cares? I mean, defense is a luxury.
Oh boy.
I'm seeing the light.
You're poisoning minds, Hugh. Poisoning minds.
Chris gets it.
You speaks nothing but truth and wisdom and facts, and I'm seeing this. While we're on Hugh's facts, I'm highly disappointed in Kyle and in the clean slate nonsense. Listen,
you know what? Shut up.
Hugh, don't let him bully you, Hugh.
He's okay? A bully, man. Kyle's a bully.
He is a bully. I know. He bullies you all day long. You're bigger than him. You can take him. I know you can.
Bullies come in all shapes and sizes, though.
I know. He plays that, mental game. But, guys, listen, you got to leave logic at home, all right? We're petty people. We're fans. We're allowed to attack him if they blow that first game, Joe. So I don't want you or, more importantly,
I'm attacking
Kyle
him
Quinn.
Now. I'm not even wiping the slate clean. We're not wiping slates clean for coaches around here.
Dude, we don't wipe slates clean. And you know what? We could do whatever we want. We're fans. That's our God-given right as fans, to do whatever we want. We want to be petty, we can be petty.
Yeah,
and you know what?
That.
When I'm talking about pettiness, let's talk about petty with Coach Sirianni. Yo, can someone please educate this man on how to talk to the press? Yo, when you're the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and they ask you, what are you going to do on the plane ride? You do not tell them, oh, we're going to play a major game in the season opener. But, yo, I'm probably going to sleep. I'm going to nap. Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah,
bro?
It's not great optics. It's not great optics.
Come on. Dude, you say, hey, it gives me a lot more time. We're going to be doing some last-minute game planning and blah, blah, blah. But when you say you're going to nap, you feed into the narrative of what the hell do you
do? You're really mad at him for saying he's going to take a nap
trigger
on the plane.
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about. It's so ridiculous.
I don't want my coach sleeping until the game's over.
Oh, my God.
He's going to take a nap, and then he's talking about, I'm going to pump these guys up. It's Friday night. Like, yo, they're professional football players. They don't care about high school when they weren't getting paid. Dude, they're professional football players. You talk about being gladiators.
Let the man sleep, Chris.
Hey, listen, you need him to give him a pump-up speech. I'll give him a pump-up speech. Yo, you're walking into the enemy territory. We're going overseas. We're going to battle. Pick up your weapons. We're gonna battle it out. We're going to show. We're going to take victory. Not, hey, man, it's like high school. The lights are on.
Yeah, I've heard enough of the high school stuff. I mean, I have. And the right, Mount guys, Union and high school, more than enough.
You didn't like the Mount Union?
I don't need it. I've heard it for four years. All right, Chris,
I got an answer for you.
What do you got?
Kyle, play that clip where he says, I don't give a bleep. Because that's when he talks about his brother. Yes. All right, I'm tired of hearing his brother's high school. So here's what I want. I want to watch a two-hour extended version of this show with the guy with the mustache. I want him to sit down and interview the three of you guys because he would have a field day crawling into the disturbed minds of the three on my midday show, and that would be one Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil is a classic mustache. Chris, we appreciate it. We have now gotten Sergeant Slaughter and Dr. Phil as guests. We are uncharted territory.
Dr. Phil got famous for that mad cow disease. That's when he got famous.
I didn't realize that.
It was something with Oprah.
Oprah. Yeah, it was in
the mad cow or something.
Yeah, he was on Oprah a lot.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Sirianni, are you giving him a clean slate? Should the Phillies IL Bryce Harper? I say yes. No clean slate for me. I mean, Hugh's got a half a clean slate over here. And, of course, the Devin White situation, not going to travel with the Eagles. Sounds like they almost got rid of him before the end of cutdown day. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. You heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. Hopefully a band playing behind him like he did yesterday, like it was happening yesterday. That was great. There was he even sent us a video. The band yesterday when we were talking to Elliot, it was like 5 feet behind him.
Yeah, he was having a good old time, man.
I'm excited to talk to Elliot as we set the scene from Brazil today. He'll be with us at noon. And, of course, his take on the Devin White situation. I think there's more to this. This strikes me as more than like a slight ankle injury. When reports are coming out both nationally and locally that they were considering trading him before cutdown day, and now all of a sudden he's not going on the trip. I think there's more going on here, and it sounds like it's the Kobe Dean's time on Friday night against the Green Bay Packers. All right, before we go back to the phones here and more on this Bryce Harper situation, we want to give a big thank you to our friends at Wendy's for an amazing batch of food they dropped off today. They brought us everything. Burgers, chicken sandwiches, fries, the triple berry frosty, and the saucy nugs. Right now at Wendy's, enjoy 7 saucy nugs flavors from buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, and even spicy ghost pepper. No matter what flavor you're craving, Wendy's has you covered. Get to your local Wendy's today and try all this amazing food for yourself. The fries, as always, were
always
delicious.
On point. The spicy nugs are pretty good, too. I had the barbecue spicy nugs.
Yeah, they were good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're really good.
You know, all the sauces, I mean, it's, no matter what flavor you like, you could find one. So check out Wendy's, and we thank him again for coming in today. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then I want you to hear what Bryce Harper said about getting himself ready for October. I think the Phillies take this out of his hands. They got to sit him down on the IL for 10 days. I think they could win this division without him. And it's not they don't need him. It's just they have such a big lead. They don't need him to close this thing out. They need him to hit for power in October. Scott in Newtown. Are we getting Sirianni defenders up in here? What's up, Scott?
No, Julio, you drive me crazy with this take, man.
What did I do?
Dude, so many people want Sirianni gone and act like this guy is a clown. There's 32 head coaches in the league, and this guy has won more games than 90% of them over the last 2 years. The collapse last year, dude, there were so many things. It's like, how do we just put it all on Sirianni? And, like, none of the players complain about him. He gets us to the playoffs. The dude just wants to win. The dude doesn't complain. I just, like... It kills me. It's here, like, oh, if they made the Super Bowl or have a winning season, maybe we'll keep telling more. Telling more is a goof, dude. Like, oh, I just, like, it just
all
kills
right, Scott,
me, man.
Scott, hold on. The Kellen Moore is
please,
a goof thing. The Kellen Moore thing, you say he's a goof. The organization told Sirianni, you're not in charge of the offense anymore. The goof is. What does that say about Sirianni?
And they also told Peterson that he had to run out, you know, after winning the Super Bowl.
Well, he put his foot down and said no, and then they fired him.
He wrote a book, too.
He did write a book. I read it. It was a good book.
And went on a cheese tour.
Look, Scott, I don't think Sirianni is the worst coach in the league. I don't think he gives them much of a strategical advantage in the game. I just think he's fine, you know, in terms of on the sideline during the game. But, Scott, the bottom line is this. If he doesn't do well, we all know he's out of here, and I can't get out of my mind what happened 100%. At the end of last season. I just, like, he couldn't figure out how to adjust to what teams were doing to them. He's the head coach.
I just think, man, like, things were, I mean, the switch to defensive coordinator after week 10 was crazy. The Jalen Hurts relationship with the Cy was crazy. The Jalen Hurts just not being able to deal with Nick was crazy. No doubt, dude, when he acts like that on the sideline, like, it's embarrassing to me also. Like, I watch it. But it's just like, that's not enough reason to roll into this season and be like, oh, I'm going to give him a chance. Like, I think we got to ride with him, dude, and, like, expect a good winning season. But, yo, real quick on Devin White, mm-hmm. I knew something was up yesterday when I heard one report where, like, he's not the type of player who really shows up in the off season or preseason stuff and practice. He's more of a player who shows up in the regular season. Mm. It's like, what? What is that? Like, you're on a one-year deal. Isn't it a prove-it deal? You know, and he did nothing. So I for sure think something's going on with that.
And, yeah, there's more to it. I mean, and then the Fangio thing, him talking on Monday about how important the linebackers are, and then all of a sudden it's the Kobe starting and not him. It tells us something, Scott. They obviously don't think that White's one of their best two or three linebackers.
For sure, and we need linebackers really bad. Yo, Hugh, this is for you real quick. Like, Joe, I know you could answer it, but, man, do you think this year, like, there is so much riding on these coordinators being different? Your experience of playing, do the coordinators make that much of a difference? Is it just
yes.
such a big difference because they were so bad last year?
No, you know? They make a huge difference, man. I mean, I can't express how much better. We had talent, but Jim Johnson's defense, and I think Ike will attest to this, is his defense was so much easier to run than Emmitt's defense was. It really, really was. Okay. Emmitt's defense, Emmitt had a not saying that he didn't have a good defense, but it was a complicated defense. And, okay. and Jim Johnson came in and he simplified a lot of things and he allowed us to just play. Trot couldn't even get on the field. Think about that for a minute. We got a Eagles Hall of Fame linebacker that in Emmitt's defense couldn't get on the field. Jim Johnson comes here, simplifies everything, and knows how to use him. And hell, Trot's a Hall of Famer. Like that's how much difference it makes, and that's why I'm kind of bullish on the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator for that matter, because it just makes it so much easier when you have somebody that understands the game on a different level.
Knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
No doubt, Hugh. I hope, because that's where, you know, I'm putting my chips in the basket at, like, we had the talent last year and things fell apart on a, like, on a level where guys just couldn't get along or just chaos.
Yeah, it was
you know,
weird.
I don't think it was the talent, you know, so I think it was just, yeah, weird, man. That's what it was. And, Hugh, I understand you being like, you don't want to go all in on the Eagles until you after seeing one game. It's almost like, you date a girl, but you don't want to tell her you're into home cooked meals until she makes you one meal. To make sure.
See the analysis.
That's a
see,
good
that's
one. That's better. That's a better one. All right, Scott, give us a guess for Hugh's clues. Who has a mustache?
Who has a mustache? I thought I was going to be later. We'll just go Abe Lincoln. I know it's no good.
Abe Lincoln. All right, that's old school.
He had a beard. I don't think he did have a mustache.
He had a beard.
That's not a mustache.
I agree. I'm just saying a lot of times they go hand in hand. I know a beard is different than a mustache. I'm well aware.
Yeah, that was a little snippy, Kyle.
I'm sorry.
Hugh, can we give people a second clue?
Do we have to give a second clue?
We're stuck on Abraham Lincoln here, so I think we do need a second clue.
I just like the fact that people hate my clues. But again, they're not. The first one is not supposed to be the easy one. It's not. Okay, the second clue is, this is a well-known Delco resident.
Oh, so now, all right, we've brought it home a little bit.
All right,
so outers Abraham Lincoln, not a well-known Delco resident.
I don't think he's from Delco.
And I don't think Sergeant Slaughter was either. Okay.
No. So something in that call I think was just conveniently skipped over.
What's that?
By you, Joe.
What did I do now?
Well, the whole thing about Kellen Moore being a goof and how the Eagles told Sirianni to stay out of the offense.
If you consider him a goof.
Well, I mean, we all call him Coach Goober, I think, in a loving sense.
Okay.
But that's not really what I'm harping on here. You know what? The Eagles did tell Sirianni to stay out of the offense and brought in Kellen Moore. You know what they also did? They brought back Nick Sirianni. They obviously thought that Nick Sirianni was the right guy to be the head coach of this team. If they really thought that highly of Kellen Moore and that lowly of Nick Sirianni, they would have fired Nick and made Kellen Moore the head coach this year.
I agree. I also think the Eagles don't think the head coach matters that much. And maybe they're right.
All head coaches matter.
There's no way the Eagles don't think the head coach matters that much.
Hold on a second.
There's no way.
They hired Nick Sirianni wearing a polo shirt. Okay, they did that. It wasn't like that they hired...
See, now you're bringing up old stuff.
Because I don't wipe slates clean. They fired Doug Peterson after he won them the Super Bowl.
Well, so right.
They this offseason, Bill Belichick was available, and they stuck with Sirianni. This is just my guess. The Eagles think they can win by surrounding an okay head coach that everyone likes with smart coordinators.
No, then why would they go through how many? They fired Chip. They fired Doug. And now on all of this, like Andy, Chip, Doug. They clearly think the head coach matters if they're going through this cycle right now to find the right one. They think they have the right one.
I think the Chip thing changed everything.
Chip was a weenie, though.
Well, Chip was a weenie, okay?
I think after Chip,
they decided we're never giving a head coach power again, and the head coach is just going to be here,
so
be the middleman.
From a weenie to a goof.
A weenie to a goof. That's right. And in between, they won a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Bryce Harper? Bryce Harper was recently asked talking about his injury and his elbow and his wrist and how he's confident he'll be ready here for the month of October.
How is your body feeling?
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
If you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. I understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, the things I do as well, so just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
Hugh, after the more I listen to that, the more I'm just convinced they have to take this decision out of his hand. The fact that he said he has to be healthy, so he will be. Injuries don't work like that. Like, you don't just say, like, I hurt myself. I have to be better tomorrow, so I will be. It's sometimes there's mind over matter, but sometimes it's the reality of you need to rest the whatever the issue is, right? I just think he needs to be on the IL to rest this thing up, because the real games that matter are not this month. They're next month.
And the thing that bothered me about all of that, Joe, is he sounded defeated. I mean, we need a healthy Bryce Harper. We need a Bryce Harper that sounds a lot more confident than he sounded when he was asked, why do you think you're going to be better? He just goes, I have to. No, we need you to get some rest, bro. So if it's on Topper to get you out of the lineup and get you some rest, then I think that's an executive decision. Hey, man, you're resting.
Yeah, and take the decision out of his hands, right? If you just say, oh, we're going to give you a day, he'll say, I want to go back in the next day. If you put him on the IL, you know, he's out. He can't play for the next 10 days, and then we go from there. And if the Brewers series really matters to them, and I could see why it would, they want to get a bye, he could be back. If you put him on the IL today, if the Phillies IL Bryce Harper today, he's back for that Brewers series in about 2 weeks, and hopefully the 10 days knocks it out. And away we go. 215-592-9494. And, of course, the clean slate on Sirianni here. Where are people on the voting on this? Are people giving Nick a clean slate as we start this season? We know Kyle's giving him a full clean slate over here.
Well, just another thing. Because I got a text from Jack Fritz, who now believes he won the debate versus you.
Why?
On debate day. Because you're sitting here talking about how Nick Sirianni doesn't matter.
No. I'm saying the Eagles don't believe the head coach matters. I think it does. I think the head coach matters. They affect things. It's the head coach.
Tell Jack he didn't win the debate. The Eagles think that the head coach doesn't matter.
Are you seeing what they're doing here?
You will not convince me of that. That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
They soft-fired him, and they're propping him with two coordinators.
It's a soft firing?
It was a soft firing. They took away all his power to coach a football team.
But they kept him.
I understand that.
They believe in him.
Because it was a... If they believed in him, they'd give him a contract extension.
No, if they didn't believe in him, they would fire him. We know how the Eagles operate. Like, they don't sit on their hands and just wait for things to completely fall apart before they make the move. Howie is a foresight guy. He likes to get out ahead of things. He likes to make sure that if there's one thing that can sink his team, he's going to take care of it.
If they thought
Nick Sirianni would sink the team, he would not be here.
Can I ask a question? How come Nick Sirianni, off of three straight postseason appearances and a Super Bowl appearance, does not have a contract extension, but Mike McDaniel, off of two wild card out, you know, 2 years in a row and looking terrible in January, has a contract extension? Why doesn't he have a contract extension?
I don't know.
Because they're going to fire him if this year goes bad.
That doesn't matter. They can extend him and then fire him anyway. I don't think the two have anything to do with each other.
Well, but it shows... Wait a second. If they give him a contract extension, it shows the city and the locker room, he's their guy.
Well, then maybe they should.
There you go.
And the answer to the question about Mike is because he made Tua Tagovailoa look like a really good quarterback. Like,
yes, he did.
Like, let's not forget... And I guess Tua Tagovailoa forgot when he was talking about, who was it, Coach Flores?
Yeah, Brian Flores.
Was throwing him under the bus. Dog, they were trying to get you out of Miami. Let's not forget that they were in talks with Tom Brady until those talks fell through.
And they wanted to get Big Creepy, too.
They wanted to get Big. They wanted everybody but you. But Mike McDaniel believed in. That's why he got paid.
If the team looks good in the middle of the season, they're going to extend Sirianni.
Maybe. I mean,
pregnant pause.
Well, I mean, I understand his point. They very well could. My point is he does matter. The head coach does matter. And I'm not giving him a clean slate. Last year, he stood there clueless. And I'm supposed to pretend like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, we're same coach, doesn't matter.
But, all right, hold on. The entire team looked clueless.
He's in charge.
Okay, but like we have a quarterback who didn't play great. We have great wide receivers. Like, there was so much talent on this team, and everybody sort of fell short of their expectations. They underachieved.
I agree with
including
you.
Including Nick Sirianni.
Right, but he's supposed to be the boss of the football
right,
team.
We're giving everybody else on the team a clean slate, basically, but Nick Sirianni.
No, I'm not giving him a clean slate. I'm not a clean slate guy. You're a clean slate guy, and he will give a clean slate until he sees one reason
you know what Nick Sirianni is a victim of.
What's that?
He's a victim of believing in his guys and falling on his sword, because that's basically what we're talking about. Nick Sirianni sat there in press conferences for weeks and told us nothing was wrong, and he tried his damnedest when we found out later, you know, when he was making decisions and talking about, you know, some things you don't see and it's not what you think it is. We found out weeks later that they were out there running renegade plays and doing whatever they wanted to do.
That they were.
So if you're being honest about this, Nick Sirianni is a victim of being loyal to his teammates, and they threw him under the bus. To being loyal to his team, and they threw him under the
you
bus.
You guys are unbelievable. Victim. I'm not clean just, slate. Listen, he oversaw one of the biggest collapses.
Sometimes you got to speak for the people that can't speak for themselves.
He oversaw one of the biggest collapses in NFL history, and I'm hearing words like victim and too hard.
No, I'm saying you got to speak for the people that can't speak for themselves. He can't say that.
Hold on.
Because I'm a radio host.
Nobody threw him under the bus. The players that were all
they
asked
did
about
throw him under the bus.
No, they didn't. Every player that was asked after the season about Nick Sirianni
Wait
backed him up besides Jalen Hurts.
You didn't think that was throwing him under the bus when AJ said, hey, we ran our own play?
No.
That wasn't throwing him under the bus?
AJ said Nick Sirianni had our backs. He looked like a fool for us.
Yeah, that was the quote. That was the line right there.
That's what I'm saying.
No, not throwing him under the bus. That's AJ taking ownership for Sirianni.
He's throwing his coach under the bus.
No, he's not. Sirianni tried to take the bullet for AJ, and AJ said, no, it was us. That's not throwing him under the bus.
That's taking accountability. Yeah, well, he very kindly, with accountability, said, we don't listen to this guy.
Ain't that when we start thinking that coach was an idiot?
No, not me.
Well, no, but when the play happened before the explanation 2 weeks later, we did.
Yeah, he really thought he was up there
and said, we're trying to get a pass.
And then we found out that he took the bullet for them.
Ain't that when we started talking about... Why they changing plays? They don't believe in you? That's not when all that stuff happened?
I think sometimes, with the forest from the trees thing here. Like, what was really being said there? He's not in charge, and we don't listen to him.
He's kind of validating what I was talking about. He said it nicely,
but that's what he said.
Yeah. That's kind of what I got from that. That's not
how I interpret it, because AJ was being asked about...
Because you're moving the line.
No, I'm not. I'm directly talking about what AJ said. You're the one reading into it. AJ said...
Wait a minute. We read into stuff every day. What are you talking about?
I know, but you're the one saying that I'm moving the line. I'm talking about exactly what AJ said.
That game was 9 months ago, and this is why I don't have a clean slate. This is all still in my head.
You know what? I was doing all right till y'all brought it up today.
Yeah, you
I was okay with
Hugh's
it.
Hugh's clean slate is ruined already. Josh is in Birdsboro. What's up, Josh? Josh?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh. Josh, we're good. We're just yelling about the head coach here. What's up, Josh?
Hey, no problem here. I just want to start off with some Eagles talk real quick before we move on to the Phillies.
What are you thinking?
So I think Kellen Moore is going to make a big difference this year for us. And with that, you know, he's probably going to get poached. I think we need to make sure that if we make the Super Bowl, even if we make a good run with the offense, we need to make sure that we keep him in the building.
Well, I'm sure they would want to. But let me ask you this, Josh. What if he wants to be a head coach and the only way to keep him is he's got to be the head coach here?
Simple answer. See you, Nick.
See, that is just so wrong.
What do you mean it's wrong?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Hey, you did a good job.
Wait a second. Can we all agree the most
important... We don't want to lose Kellen Moore.
Can we all agree the most important part of the Eagles is Jalen Hurts playing great? If he plays great, this is going to be a thing. And there's no question in my mind it's going to be a thing that they can't lose Kellen Moore. I mean, Josh, I think many people will agree with you on this.
Right. Yeah, we can't let him leave. And if we bring in another offensive coordinator, just like we did last year, Jalen Hurts might be nothing.
Right, we could be on the conveyor belt of every year, like playing roulette of is the offense going to be any good or not. They could solve that by keeping Moore. All right, what are you thinking here on Bryce Harper, Josh? You put him on the IL?
I'm putting him on the IL. So I do love how we're playing. The bullpen team up, bats are starting to come around. So it feels like we kind of have our urgency back. Feels like we lost that for a while. But we really need Harper's power back for the playoffs.
They really do. I mean, zero home runs since August 10th. It tells you something's wrong because he doesn't go that long without power.
Right. Something's up there. And it was pretty prevalent last night watching him play. It's obvious. He's still getting hits, but that's just because he's a good baseball player. So I have a couple ideas. I think we need to play Weston Wilson a lot more. He's been one of our best hitters.
I like Weston, Josh, especially against lefties. He crushes lefties.
Yeah. So then, I mean, we put Weston Wilson at third until Boehm's back, and then maybe Cody Clemens, JT at first, Stubbs at catcher just in the meantime.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of the Clemens thing at first. I think we'll see more of the Clemens thing.
Couldn't wait to use
Kyle's
that.
Yeah, Kyle's ready to scream back there. All right, Josh, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm going Howard Eskin.
How? Now that's a good guess, Josh. Good guess. Appreciate it. That is
he
not it.
He did use both clues.
He did use
he
both clues.
He salvaged that phone call.
Yeah. Well, you're Kyle's fuming back there.
Because for now we're starting Garrett Stubbs and Weston Wilson. Like, no, we're trying to lose this division. Right,
well, if they put Bryce on the IL, someone's going to have to play. Well, that's how you should
play. I understand that, but like you know, I mean, we can.
I mean, really, what they
we can make this a little more simple.
Here's what they could do: when Bohm gets back, and they said this weekend, probably after the issue with Bohm's hand, Bohm could play first for a week and a half, and Sosa just play third every day. This doesn't have to be hard.
So I since we're about to hit a break, I have a question for Hugh when we come back.
Okay.
What?
I know
it's called a tease.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not challenging you. It's actually sort of like I want a challenge.
No, it's a major
challenge.
I want your perspective as a former player on something.
All right, we'll do that when we get back. 215-592-90 I trust him. I'm sure it's a good question. I'm sure he'll get angrier answer, but I trust him. 215-592-9494. All right, Bryce Harper, should the Phillies put him on the IL? Nick Sirianni, are you wiping the slate fully clean? I'm not. Kyle is, I mean, he's wiping it so far clean, I didn't even know what happened last year. And you over here is just ready to pounce if one thing goes bad this season. Your phone call's coming up, and of course, your guests for Hughes Clue Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Lot to discuss here. Coming up at noon, Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. We'll find out how many bands are playing behind him today and his thoughts on the Devin White injury, not going on the trip. The fact that he's not going on the trip is so bizarre. This story continues to evolve here. We found out this morning from Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated there was some noise out there the Eagles could trade Devin White before cutdown day. Jeff McClain said at times this summer it seemed like he was fourth in terms of the linebackers, in terms of showing out and playing well in camp. Hugh, now we get to look forward to N'Kobe Dean getting the start on Friday night. So it's going to be N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond with maybe some Trott Jr. out there?
Yeah. It's an opportunity, man, and you're gonna take full advantage of it. Can't wait to see what that's gonna look like. I'm pretty sure young Trott might get some burn. You know, like when you talk about the different linebackers out there and the different packages they might have, it's gonna be an exciting time, no question about it.
Well, he's also Trott Jr. is an injury away from getting a lot of playing time, right? If N'Kobe limps off or Bond limps off, then Trott Jr. is probably the next one up, and it could be baptism by fire because we played Vic Fangio talking about it. The Packers run a lot of play action, go over the middle. That's gonna be a major, major point we're watching on Friday night. Are you giving Nick Sirianni a clean slate going into the season? Yes, at 60%, no at 40 on our Twitter poll. And should the Phillies put Bryce Harper on the injured list? 70% on yes. People are seeing what we're seeing here. Let's go to Josh in Redding. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Josh. What's up, pal?
Not much. Beautiful day out here. Beautiful day. Beautiful day to be a Phillies fan. That was an amazing game last night. I think I knew right after that first inning it looked bad, but there was just something the way the team looked that I knew we were going to pull through with that. Our bats are just our at-bats, I will say, have been really nice. We're looking at a lot of pitches, making them pitchers throw, giving everybody a chance to see what's coming in. The only thing I will say is we need to stop leaving so many runners on. We're leaving a lot of runners on, baby.
They did. And it's one of those things where it's a double-edged sword. When I saw the stat at some point during the game last night, it was like 3-for-17. Like, one part of me is like, come on, they have to get more hits. But the other part of me is like, well, they have 17 runners in scoring position. That means, like you said, they're having good at-bats, they're walking, they're getting hits. So eventually the dam is going to break. And good thing for Schwarber last night, Josh, because he was unbelievable.
That was amazing. Three bombs and one to take the win. I mean, he's on fire. That's what we paid him for. That's what he's here to do. He's our leadoff man, and he's doing it right. The Harper thing's got me a little bit concerned. You know, last year I had I suffered from tennis elbow for a little while. That was 4 months. That was 4 months until that felt better, and that's painful for anybody that has ever had a tennis elbow issue or wrist issue. And if you're using that thing every day and it's not resting, like, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, I mean, that thing hurts you all day long. That's constantly on your mind. So I think they do need to get him on the IR. Just give him a break. I don't know that it's going to help. I really don't. But it's at least going to maybe soothe that and get it a little bit more closer to ready for the playoffs.
Well, and my thing is, it can't hurt, right? Like, you're right. I don't know how much it'll help, Josh. None of us really even know what he's dealing with. Tennis elbow, or did he do something? But Kyle noticed this last week. When he had the walk-off hit early last week, they didn't jump on him. You know, like the way they kind of swarmed Castellanos Sunday night and jumped all over him? They were almost like being gentle with him, almost as if they all know that he's dealing with something here. So I think it can't hurt. Josh, what are you feeling on Sirianni?
This is the first time I didn't really fall in line with Kyle's line of thinking. I tried my best to really just wipe away everything from last year and not think about it. And maybe 2 days ago, if we would have done this, I would have said clean slate. But then he opened his mouth, and he started talking the high school Harry stuff, and he started talking about sleeping on the plane. That's a 9-hour plane ride. If you're going to sleep for 9 hours and not do any prep for the upcoming game, you need to get your priorities straight. So no,
let the man sleep, Josh.
See, that's another
unbelievable.
Josh is not letting him let go of the.
Let the man sleep on the plane.
Aren't they flying during the day? Josh, why does he need to sleep?
Josh is the one with the toilet. He the toilet seat guy.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a long flight. Let the man sleep. I can't believe this is a thing.
He need to be doing game preparation.
This is how I know Philadelphia is not wiped the slate clean.
I need football starts.
Yeah,
so
we all do. All right, Josh, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. What are you thinking?
For me growing up, man, this mustache always just, like, blew my mind. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck is an all-time mustache. Mr. Baseball, Tom Selleck.
So,
I'm gonna help y'all out a little bit with this one. I'm gonna give you a clue, two and a half.
Wow, what a generous you over here.
Yeah, because I'm getting a lot of vitriol.
It's gonna make
people making mad at me about this. Okay,
hold on for a second. Please stop being mad at Hugh. He's trying his best.
It's funny. What you mean? Hold up, Joe. What you mean? I'm trying my best. What does that mean? Like I'm not doing a great job?
No, well, no. I think
you're stuttering.
The clues are good. Okay. I think the people have to be better at guessing. I'm just saying the people that are mad at you were giving away a prize. Like, be grateful to you.
They initially attack. Like the first clue always gets attacked. Okay, but this is clue 2.5. Mm. Okay, I said that this person is a well-known Delco resident.
Okay.
And their birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Now we're adding some layers to this.
That just made it Googleable.
Yeah, now you can Google it. I'm helping y'all out.
I told you about the Google, though. I'm anti-Google for this. Come on. Have some integrity.
Of course, yeah. I agree. So I did want to ask you this question about Nick Sirianni and sort of the scenario that we brought up.
Mm-hmm.
As a player in the locker room, say you're one of the Eagles players, put yourself in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You win the Super Bowl. They fire the head coach. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm feeling some kind. I'm in my feelings. I'm like, why they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're feeling some kind of way about
it. It's a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's such a joke.
All right, hold on. If it's a joke, right, I will reframe the question. Because you're making it sound like it's silly.
Because it's that simple. Because you're about to fire a Super Bowl winning head coach
silly things require no thought, right? You just brush him away. Let me put you in the position of Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman. And Jalen Hurts, who you paid all this money to, has the season he had 2 years ago or even better. He's the MVP of the league. He throws for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns. And the guy who orchestrated that offense is about to get a head coaching job unless you keep him here as the head coach. You're not even having a discussion about it?
Well, they have to consider what the players in the locker room would think if that happened.
It would be so ridiculous to do that.
But the question is, do you have to consider this?
Yes, you have.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, you don't. So it's totally ridiculous.
Of course you do.
No, you can consider it. The Eagles will not.
A baloney.
He's the
biggest asset in the team. If he plays well because of this guy, he's just going to let him walk away?
Okay, first of all, if Jalen Hurts is so, like, they would just need to get another offensive coordinator for Jalen.
We tried that last year.
No, I get that, Joe, but, like, if Jalen Hurts is so, like, living or dying by the offensive coordinator they bring in, they would have to rethink the quarterback.
Or they can rethink the process, which is the head coach doesn't call the plays. The Eagles have created here a roulette year to year at certain spots, right? We do it at linebacker. We do it at all these other running back. We're doing it with the play caller.
What they would have created is a dynamic that won them a Super Bowl.
And there's no continuity. There's no continuity.
They just won the Super Bowl.
About to lose it.
If they win the Super Bowl, they are not even going to consider firing the head coach. They will laugh at you.
But you're making it too simple.
It literally is that simple.
No, it isn't. The headline isn't Eagles consider moving on from Sirianni after the Super Bowl. The headline is the Eagles can't lose Kellen Moore. That's the headline.
No, the headline is they won the Super Bowl. And it would be the most unprecedented thing in sports history.
I will say this to what Joe's saying. Because we are here in Philadelphia. That would be a story.
Of course. There's no question.
That would be, for us.
No.
But, yes,
no,
for that's them.
What I'm saying.
No.
Here in Philadelphia. No, and that would be something.
No. All right. There's no question. And look, let's all hope this happens. You know why? Because that means they win the Super Bowl. Let's hope that we get here. Right, let's hope we get to this discussion in February.
And we're not firing the head coach just won the Super Bowl.
All right, you know who I'm not firing? Elliot Shore Parks. He's part of this show. Always. Elliot next, live from Brazil. His take on Devin White and what it means for Friday night right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil. Hopefully a band playing behind him like he did yesterday, like it was happening yesterday. That was great. He even sent us a video. The band yesterday, when we were talking to Elliot, It was like 5 feet behind him.
Yeah, he was having a good old time, man.
I'm excited to talk to Ellie as we set the scene from Brazil today. He'll be with us at noon. And, of course, his take on the Devin White situation. I think there's more to this. This strikes me as more than like a slight ankle injury. When reports are coming out both nationally and locally that they were considering trading him before cutdown day, and now all of a sudden he's not going on the trip. I think there's more going on here, and it sounds like it's the Kobe Dean's time on Friday night against the Green Bay Packers. All right, before we go back to the phones here and more on this Bryce Harper situation, we want to give a big thank you to our friends at Wendy's for an amazing batch of food they dropped off today. They brought us everything. Burgers, chicken sandwiches, fries, the triple berry frosty, and the saucy nugs. Right now at Wendy's, enjoy 7 saucy nugs flavors from buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, and even spicy ghost pepper. No matter what flavor you're craving, Wendy's has you covered. Get to your local Wendy's today and try all this amazing food for yourself. The fries, as always, were delicious.
Always on point. The spicy nugs were pretty good, too. I had the barbecue spicy nugs.
Yeah, they were good?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're really good.
You know, all the sauces, I mean, it's, no matter what flavor you like, you could find one. So check out Wendy's, and we thank him again for coming in today. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then I want you to hear what Bryce Harper said about getting himself ready for October. I think the Phillies should take this out of his hands. They got to sit him down on the IL for 10 days. I think they could win this division without him. And it's not they don't need him. It's just they have such a big lead. They don't need him to close this thing out. They need him to hit for power in October. Scott in Newtown. Are we getting Sirianni defenders up in here? What's up, Scott?
No, Julio, you drive me crazy with this take, man.
What did I do?
Dude, so many people want Sirianni gone and act like this guy is a clown. There's 32 head coaches in the league, and this guy has won more games than 90% of them over the last 2 years. The collapse last year, dude, there were so many things. It's like, how do we just put it all on Sirianni? And, like, none of the players complain about him. He gets us to the playoffs. The dude just wants to win. The dude doesn't complain. I just, like... It kills me. To hear, like, oh, if they made the Super Bowl or have a winning season, maybe we'll keep telling more. Telling more is a goof, dude. Like, oh, I just, like, it just
all
kills
right, Scott,
me, man.
But, Scott, hold on. The Kellen Moore is a goof thing. The Kellen Moore thing, you say he's a goof. The organization told Sirianni, you're not in charge of the offense anymore. The goof is. What does that say about Sirianni?
And they also told Peterson that he had to run out, you know, after winning the Super Bowl.
Well, he put his foot down and said no, and then they fired him.
He wrote a book, too.
He did write a book. I read it. It was a good book.
And went on a cheese tour.
Look, Scott, I don't think Sirianni is the worst coach in the league. I don't think he gives them much of a strategical advantage in the game. I just think he's fine, you know, in terms of on the sideline during the game. But, Scott, the bottom line is this. If he doesn't do well, we all know he's out of here, and I can't get out of my mind what happened 100%. At the end of last season. I just, like, he couldn't figure out how to adjust to what teams were doing to them. He's the head coach.
I just think, man, like, things were, I mean, the switch to defensive coordinator after week 10 was crazy. The Jalen Hurts relationship with the Cy was crazy. The Jalen Hurts just not being able to deal with Nick was crazy. No doubt, dude. When he acts like that on the sideline, like, it's embarrassing to me also. Like, I watch it. But it's just like, that's not enough reason to roll into this season and be like, oh, I'm going to give him a chance. Like, I think we got to ride with him, dude, and, like, expect a good winning season. But, you know, real quick on Devin White, mm-hmm. I knew something was up yesterday when I heard one report where, like, he's not the type of player who really shows up in the off season or preseason stuff and practice. He's more of a player who shows up in the regular season. Mm. It's like, what? What is that? Like, you're on a one-year deal. Isn't it a prove-it deal? You know, and he did nothing. So I for sure think something's going on with that.
And, yeah, there's more to it. I mean, and then the Fangio thing, him talking on Monday about how important the linebackers are, and then all of a sudden it's the Kobe starting and not him. It tells us something, Scott. They obviously don't think that White's one of their best two or three linebackers.
For sure, and we need linebackers really bad. Yo, Hugh, this is for you real quick. Like, Joe, I know you could answer it, but, man, do you think this year, like, there is so much riding on these coordinators being different? Your experience of playing, do the coordinators make that much of a difference? Is it just
yes.
such a big difference because they were so bad last year?
No, you know? They make a huge difference, man. I mean, I can't express how much better. We had talent, but Jim Johnson's defense, and I think Ike will attest to this, is his defense was so much easier to run than Emmitt's defense was. It really, really was. Okay. Emmitt's had not saying that he didn't have a good defense, but it was a complicated defense. And Jim Johnson came in, and he simplified a lot of things, and he allowed us to just play. Trot couldn't even get on the field. Think about that for a minute.
Mm.
We got a Eagles Hall of Fame linebacker that, in Emmitt's defense, couldn't get on the field. Jim Johnson comes here, simplifies everything, and knows how to use him. And hell, Trot's a Hall of Famer. Like, that's how much difference it makes. And that's why I'm kind of bullish on the defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator, for that matter, because it just makes it so much easier when you have somebody that understands the game on a different level.
Knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
No doubt, Hugh. I hope, because that's where, you know, I'm putting my chips in the basket at, like, we had the talent last year, and things fell apart on a, like, on a level where guys just couldn't get along, or just chaos.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think it was the talent, you know, so I think it was just, yeah, weird, man. That's what it was. And, Hugh, I understand you being, like, you don't want to go all in on the Eagles until you after seeing one game. It's almost like, you date a girl, but you don't want to tell her you're into home cooked meals until she makes you one meal. To make sure.
See the analysis.
That's
see,
a
that's
good
what
one.
I'm talking
that's
about.
Better.
That's, a
that's a better one. All right, Scott, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. Who has a mustache?
Who has a mustache? I thought I was going to be later. We'll just go Abe Lincoln. I know it's no good.
Abe Lincoln. All right. That's old school.
I don't think he did have a mustache.
He had a beard.
That's not a mustache.
I agree. I'm just saying a lot of times they go hand in hand. I know a beard is different than a mustache. I'm well aware.
Yeah, that was a little snippy, Kyle.
I'm sorry.
Hugh, can we give people a second clue?
Do we have to give a second clue?
We're stuck on Abraham Lincoln here, so I think we do need a second clue.
I just like the fact that people hate my clues. But again, they're not. The first one is not supposed to be the easy one. It's not. Okay, the second clue is, this is a well-known Delco resident.
Oh, so now, all right, we've brought it home a little bit.
All right,
so outers Abraham Lincoln, not a well-known Delco resident.
I don't think he's from Delco.
And I don't think Sergeant Slaughter was either. Okay.
No.
So something in that call I think was just conveniently skipped over.
What's that?
By you, Joe.
What did I do now?
Well, the whole thing about Kellen Moore being a goof and how the Eagles told Sirianni to stay out of the offense.
If you consider him a goof.
Well, I mean, we all call him Coach Goober, I think, in a loving sense.
Okay.
But that's not really what I'm harping on here. You know what? The Eagles did tell Sirianni to stay out of the offense and brought in Kellen Moore. You know what they also did? They brought back Nick Sirianni. They obviously thought that Nick Sirianni was the right guy to be the head coach of this team. If they really thought that highly of Kellen Moore and that lowly of Nick Sirianni, they would have fired Nick and made Kellen Moore the head coach this year.
I agree. I also think the Eagles don't think the head coach matters that much. And maybe they're right.
All head coaches matter.
There's no way the Eagles don't think the head coach matters that much.
Hold on a second.
There's no way.
They hired Nick Sirianni wearing a polo shirt. Okay, they did that. It wasn't like that they hired...
See, now you're bringing up old stuff.
Because I don't wipe slates clean. They fired Doug Peterson after he won them the Super Bowl.
Well, so right.
They this offseason, Bill Belichick was available, and they stuck with Sirianni. This is just my guess. The Eagles think they can win by surrounding an okay head coach that everyone likes with smart coordinators.
No, then why would they go through how many? They fired Chip. They fired Doug. And now on all of this, like Andy, Chip, Doug. They clearly think the head coach matters if they're going through this cycle right now to find the right one. They think they have the right one.
I think the Chip thing changed everything.
Chip was a weenie, though.
Well, Chip was a weenie, okay?
I think after Chip,
they decided we're never giving a head coach power again, and the head coach is just going to be here,
so
be the middleman.
From a weenie to a goof.
A weenie to a goof. That's right. And in between, they won a Super Bowl with Doug Peterson. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear from Bryce Harper? Bryce Harper was recently asked talking about his injury and his elbow and his wrist and how he's confident he'll be ready here for the month of October.
How is your body feeling?
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
If you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. I understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, the things I do as well, so just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
The more I listen to that, the more I'm just convinced they have to take this decision out of his hand. The fact that he said He has to be healthy, so he will be. Injuries don't work like that. Like, you don't just say, like, I hurt myself. I have to be better tomorrow, so I will be. It's sometimes there's mind over matter, but sometimes it's the reality of you need to rest the whatever the issue is, right? I just think he needs to be on the IL to rest this thing up, because the real games that matter are not this month. They're next month.
And the thing that bothered me about all of that, Joe, is he sounded defeated. I mean, we need a healthy Bryce Harper. We need a Bryce Harper that sounds a lot more confident than he sounded when he was asked, why do you think you're going to be better? He just goes, I have to. No, we need you to get some rest, bro. So if it's on Topper to get you out of the lineup and get you some rest, then I think that's an executive decision. Hey, man, you're resting.
Yeah, and take the decision out of his hands, right? If you just say, oh, we're going to give you a day, he'll say, I want to go back in the next day. If you put him on the IL, you know, he's out. He can't play for the next 10 days, and then we go from there. And if the Brewers series really matters to them, and I can see why it would, they want to get a bye, he could be back. If you put him on the IL today, if the Phillies IL Bryce Harper today, he's back for that Brewers series in about 2 weeks, and hopefully the 10 days knocks it out. And away we go. 215-592-9494. And, of course, the clean slate on Sirianni here. Where are people on the voting on this? Are people giving Nick a clean slate as we start this season? We know Kyle's giving him a full clean slate over here.
Well, just another thing. Because I got a text from Jack Fritz, who now believes he won the debate versus you.
Why?
On debate day. Because you're sitting here talking about how Nick Sirianni doesn't matter.
No. I'm saying the Eagles don't believe the head coach matters. I think it does. I think the head coach matters. They affect things. It's the head coach.
Tell Jack he didn't win the debate, though. The Eagles think that the head coach doesn't matter.
Are you seeing what they're doing here?
You will not convince me of that. That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
They soft-fired him, and they're propping him with two coordinators.
It's a soft firing?
It was a soft firing. They took away all his power to coach a football team.
But they kept him.
I understand that.
They believe in him.
Because it was a... If they believed in him, they'd give him a contract extension.
No, if they didn't believe in him, they would fire him. We know how the Eagles operate. Like, they don't sit on their hands and just wait for things to completely fall apart before they make the move. Howie is a foresight guy. He likes to get out ahead of things. He likes to make sure that if there's one thing that can sink his team, he's going to take care of it.
If they thought
Nick Sirianni would sink the team, he would not be here.
Can I ask a question? How come Nick Sirianni, off of three straight postseason appearances and a Super Bowl appearance, does not have a contract extension, but Mike McDaniel, off of two wild card out, you know, 2 years in a row and looking terrible in January, has a contract extension? Why doesn't he have a contract extension?
I don't know.
Because they're going to fire him if this year goes bad.
That doesn't matter. They can extend him and then fire him anyway. I don't think the two have anything to do with each other.
Well, but it shows... Wait a second. If they give him a contract extension, it shows the city and the locker room, he's their guy.
Well, then maybe they should.
There you go.
And the answer to the question about Mike is because he made Tua Tagovailoa look like a really good quarterback. Like,
yes, he did.
Like, let's not forget... And I guess Tua Tagovailoa forgot when he was talking about, who was it, Coach Flores?
Yeah, Brian Flores.
Was throwing him under the bus. Dog, they were trying to get you out of Miami. Let's not forget that they were in talks with Tom Brady until those talks fell through.
Well, and they wanted to get Big Creepy, too.
They wanted to get Big. They wanted everybody but you. But Mike McDaniel believed in. That's why he got paid.
If the team looks good in the middle of the season, they're going to extend Sirianni.
Maybe. I mean,
that was a long, pregnant pause.
Well, I mean, I understand his point. They very well could. My point is, he does matter. The head coach does matter. And I'm not giving him a clean slate. Last year, he stood there clueless. And I'm supposed to pretend like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, we're same coach, doesn't matter.
But, all right, hold on. The entire team looked clueless.
He's in charge.
Okay, but like, we have a quarterback who didn't play great. We have great wide receivers. Like, there was so much talent on this team, and everybody sort of fell short of their expectations. They underachieved.
I agree with
including Nick Sirianni.
Right, but he's supposed to be the boss of the football team.
We're giving everybody else on the team a clean slate, basically, but Nick Sirianni.
No, I'm not giving him a clean slate. I'm not a clean slate guy. You're a clean slate guy, and he will give a clean slate until he sees one reason not to, and then he'll rip you to shreds.
You know what Nick Sirianni is a victim of?
What's that?
He's a victim of believing in his guys and falling on his sword, because that's basically what we're talking about. Nick Sirianni sat there in press conferences for weeks and told us nothing was wrong. And he tried his damnedest when we found out later, you know, when he was making decisions and talking about, you know, some things you don't see and it's not what you think it is. We found out weeks later that they were out there running renegade plays and doing whatever they wanted to do.
That they were.
So if you're being honest about this, Nick Sirianni is a victim of being loyal to his teammates, and they threw him under the bus. To being loyal to his team, and they threw him under the bus.
You guys are unbelievable. Victim. I'm not clean just, I'm slate. Just, listen. He oversaw one of the biggest the collapses.
Sometimes you got to speak for the people that can't speak for themselves.
He oversaw one of the biggest collapses in NFL history, and I'm hearing words like victim and too
hard. I'm saying you got to speak for the people that can't speak for themselves. He can't say that. Hold on. Because I'm a radio host.
Nobody threw him under the bus. The players that were all
they
asked
did
about
throw him
no,
under the bus.
No, they didn't. Every player that was asked after the season about Nick Sirianni
Wait
backed him up besides Jalen Hurts.
You didn't think that was throwing him under the bus when AJ said, hey, we ran our own play?
No.
That wasn't throwing him under the bus?
AJ said Nick Sirianni had our backs. He looked like a fool for us.
Yeah, that was the quote. That was the line right there.
That's Sirianni, what I'm saying.
No, that's not throwing him under the bus. That's AJ taking ownership for Sirianni.
And throwing
clearing
his coach under
no,
the bus.
No, he's not. Sirianni tried to take the bullet for AJ, and AJ said, no, it was us. That's not throwing him under the bus.
He's taking accountability. Yeah, well, he very kindly, with accountability, said, we don't listen to this guy.
Throwing Sirianni under the bus. Ain't that when we start thinking that coach was an idiot?
No, not me.
Well, no, but when the play happened, before the explanation 2 weeks later, we did.
He stood up there
and said, we're trying to get a pass.
And then we found out that he took the bullet for them.
Ain't that when we started talking about... why they changing plays? They don't believe in you? That's not when all that stuff happened?
I think sometimes, we're the forest from the trees thing here. Like, what was really being said there? He's not in charge, and we don't listen to him.
He's kind of validating what I was
talking
about.
He said it nicely, but that's what he said.
Yeah. That's kind of what I got from
That's not how I interpreted it, because AJ was being asked about...
Because you're moving the line.
No, I'm not. I'm directly talking about what AJ said. You're the one reading into it. AJ said...
Wait a minute. We read into stuff every day.
What are you talking about? I know, but you're the one saying that I'm moving the line. I'm talking about exactly... No, I'm not. I'm talking about exactly what AJ said.
That game was 9 months ago, and this is why I don't have a clean slate. This is all still in my head.
You know what? I was doing all right till y'all brought it up today.
Yeah, you
I was okay with
Hughes' clean slate is ruined already. Josh is in Birdsboro. What's up, Josh? Josh?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh. Josh, we're good. We're just yelling about the head coach here. What's up, Josh?
Hey, no problem here. I just want to start off with some Eagles talk real quick before we move on to the Phillies.
What are you thinking?
So I think Kellen Moore is going to make a big difference this year for us. And with that, you know, he's probably going to get poached. I think we need to make sure that if we make the Super Bowl, even if we make a good run with the offense, we need to make sure that we keep him in the building.
Well, I'm sure they would want to. But let me ask you this, Josh. What if he wants to be a head coach and the only way to keep him is he's got to be the head coach here?
Simple answer. See you, Nick.
See, that is just so wrong.
What do you mean it's wrong?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Hey, you did a good job.
Wait a second. Can we all agree the most
important... We don't want to lose Kellen Moore.
Can we all agree the most important part of the Eagles is Jalen Hurts playing great? If he plays great, this is going to be a thing. And there's no question in my mind it's going to be a thing that they can't lose Kellen Moore. I mean, Josh, I think many people will agree with you on this.
Right. Yeah, we can't let him leave. And if we bring in another offensive coordinator, just like we did last year, Jalen Hurts might be nothing.
Right, we could be on the conveyor belt of every year, like playing roulette of is the offense going to be any good or not. They could solve that by keeping Moore. All right, what are you thinking here on Bryce Harper, Josh? You put him on the IL?
I'm putting him on the IL. So I do love how we're playing. The bullpen team up, bats are starting to come around. So it feels like we kind of have our urgency back. Feels like we lost that for a while. But we really need Harper's power back for the playoffs.
They really do. I mean, zero home runs since August 10th. It tells you something's wrong because he doesn't go that long without power.
Right. Something's up there. And it was pretty prevalent last night watching him play. It's obvious. He's still getting hits, but that's just because he's a good baseball player. So I have a couple ideas. I think we need to play Weston Wilson a lot more. He's been one of our best hitters.
I like Weston, Josh, especially against lefties. He crushes lefties.
First lefties, yeah. So then, I mean, we put Weston Wilson at third until Boehm's back, and then maybe Cody Clemens, JT at first, Stubbs at catcher just in the meantime.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of the Clemens thing at first. I think we'll see more of the Clemens thing.
Couldn't wait to use
Kyle's
that.
Yeah, Kyle's ready to scream back there. All right, Josh, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about today?
I'm going Howard Eskin.
How Now that's a good guess, wow. Josh. Appreciate it. That is
he
not it.
He did use both clues.
He did use
he
both clues.
He salvaged that phone call.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of fuming back there.
Because for now we're starting Garrett Stubbs and Weston Wilson. Like, no, we're trying to lose this division. Right?
Well, if they put Bryce on the IL, someone's going to have to play. Well, that's how you should
play. I understand that. But, like, you know, I mean, we can.
I mean, really, what they
can, we can make this a little more simple.
Here's what they could do. When Bohm gets back, and they said this weekend probably after the issue with Bohm's hand, Bohm could play first for a week and a half, and Sosa just play third every day. This doesn't have to be hard.
So, since we're about to hit a break, mm-hmm. I have a question for Hugh when we come back.
Okay.
What?
I know
it's called a tease.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not challenging you. It's actually sort of like I want your challenge.
No, it's a major challenge.
I want your perspective as a former player on something.
All right, we'll do that when we get back. 215-592-90. I trust him. I'm sure it's a good question. I'm sure he'll get angrier answer, but I trust him. 215-592-9494. All right, Bryce Harper, should the Phillies put him on the IL? Nick Sirianni, are you wiping the slate fully clean? I'm not. He's wiping it so far clean. I didn't even know what happened last year. And he over here is just ready to pounce if one thing goes bad this season. Your phone calls coming up, and of course your guests for Hughes Clue Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Lots to discuss here. Coming up at noon, Elliott Shore Parks live from Brazil. We'll find out how many bands are playing behind him today and his thoughts on the Devin White injury, not going on the trip. The fact that he's not going on the trip is so bizarre. This story continues to evolve here. We found out this morning from Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated there was some noise out there. The Eagles could trade Devin White before cutdown day. Jeff McClain said at times this summer it seemed like he was fourth in terms of the linebackers, in terms of showing out and playing well in camp. Hugh, now we get to look forward to N'Kobe Dean getting the start on Friday night. So it's going to be N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond with maybe some Trott Jr. out there?
Yeah. It's an opportunity, man, and you got to take full advantage of it. Can't wait to see what that's going to look like. I'm pretty sure young Trott might get some burn. You know, like when you talk about the different linebackers out there and the different packages they might have, it's going to be an exciting time, no question about it.
Well, he's also, Trott Jr. is an injury away from getting a lot of playing time, right? If N'Kobe limps off or Bond limps off, then Trott Jr. is probably the next one up. And it could be baptism by fire because we played Vic Fangio talking about it. The Packers run a lot of play action, go over the middle. That's going to be a major, major point we're watching on Friday night. Are you giving Nick Sirianni a clean slate going into the season? Yes, at 60%. No, at 40% on our Twitter poll. And should the Phillies put Bryce Harper on the injured list? 70% on yes. People are seeing what we're seeing here. Let's go to Josh and Red. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Josh. What's up, pal?
Not much. Beautiful day out here. Beautiful day. Beautiful day to be a Phillies fan. That was an amazing game last night. I think I knew right after that first inning it looked bad, but there was just something the way the team looked that I knew we were going to pull through with that. Our bats are just our at-bats, I will say, have been really nice. We're looking at a lot of pitches, making them pitchers throw, giving everybody a chance to see what's coming in. The only thing I will say is we need to stop leaving so many runners on. We're leaving a lot of runners on base.
They did. And it's one of those things where it's a double-edged sword. When I saw the stat at some point during the game last night, it was like 3-for-17. Like, one part of me is like, come on, they have to get more hits. But the other part of me is like, well, they have 17 runners in scoring position. That means, like you said, they're having good at-bats, they're walking, they're getting hits. So eventually the dam is going to break. And good thing for Schwarber last night, Josh, because he was unbelievable.
That was amazing. Three bombs and one to take the win. I mean, he's on fire. That's what we paid him for. That's what he's here to do. He's our leadoff man, and he's doing it right. The Harper thing's got me a little bit concerned. You know, last year I had I suffered from tennis elbow for a little while. That was 4 months. That was 4 months until that felt better, and that's painful for anybody that has ever had a tennis elbow issue or wrist issue. And if you're using that thing every day and it's not resting, like, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, I mean, that thing hurts you all day long. That's constantly on your mind. So I think they do need to get him on the IR. Just give him a break. I don't know that it's going to help. I really don't. But it's at least going to maybe soothe that and get it a little bit more closer to ready for the playoffs.
Well, and my thing is, it can't hurt, right? Like, you're right. I don't know how much it'll help, Josh. None of us really even know what he's dealing with. Tennis elbow, or did he do something? But Kyle noticed this last week. When he had the walk-off hit early last week, they didn't jump on him. You know, like the way they kind of swarmed Castellanos Sunday night and jumped all over him? They were almost like being gentle with him, almost as if they all know that he's dealing with something here. So I think it can't hurt. Josh, what are you feeling on Sirianni?
No, this is the first time I didn't really fall in line with Kyle's line of thinking. I tried my best to really just wipe away everything from last year and not think about it. And maybe 2 days ago, if we would have done this, I would have said clean slate. But then he opened his mouth, and he started talking the high school Harry stuff, and he started talking about sleeping on the plane. That's a 9-hour plane ride. If you're going to sleep for 9 hours and not do any prep for the upcoming game, you need to get your priorities straight. So no,
let the man sleep, Josh.
That's another
unbelievable.
Josh is not letting him let go of the
plane. Let the man sleep on the plane.
Aren't they flying during the day? Josh, why does he need to sleep?
Josh is the one with the toilet. He the toilet seat guy.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a long flight. Let the man sleep. I can't believe this is a thing.
He need to be doing game preparation.
This is how I know Philadelphia has not wiped the slate clean.
I need football starts.
Yeah,
so
we all do. All right, Josh, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What are you thinking?
For me growing up, man, this mustache always just, like, blew my mind. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck is an all-time mustache. Mr. Baseball, Tom Selleck.
I'm going to help y'all out a little bit with this one. I'm going to give you a clue, two and a half.
Wow, what a generous Hugh over here.
Yeah, because I'm getting a lot of vitriol.
It's going to be, yeah.
People making, mad at me about this. Okay.
Hold on for a second. Please stop being mad at Hugh. He's trying his best.
It's funny. Hold up, Joe. What you mean I'm trying my best? What does that mean? Like, I'm not doing a great job?
No.
You're stuttering.
The clues are good. Okay. I think the people have to be better at guessing. I'm just saying the people that are mad at you are giving away a prize. Like, be grateful to you.
They initially attack. Like, the first clue always gets attacked. Okay, but this is clue 2.5. Mm. Okay, I said that this person is a well-known Delco resident.
Okay.
And their birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Now we're adding some layers to this.
That just made it Googleable.
Yeah, now you can Google it. I'm helping y'all out.
I told you about the Google, though. I'm anti-Google for this. Come on, have some integrity.
Well, of course, yeah, I agree. So I did want to ask you this question about Nick Sirianni and sort of the scenario that we brought up.
Mm-hmm.
As a player in the locker room, say you're one of the Eagles players, put yourself in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
You win the Super Bowl, they fire the head coach. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm feeling some kind. I'm in my feelings. I'm like, why they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're feeling some kind of way about it.
It's a joke.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
It's such a joke.
All right, hold on. If it's a joke, all right, I will reframe the question. Because you're making it sound like it's silly.
Because it's that simple. Because you're about to fire a Super Bowl winning head coach
silly things require no thought, right? You just brush him away. Let me put you in the position of Jeff Lurie and Howie Roseman. And Jalen Hurts, who you paid all this money to, has the season he had 2 years ago or even better. He's the MVP of the league. He throws for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns. And the guy who orchestrated that offense is about to get a head coaching job unless you keep him here as the head coach. You're not even having a discussion about it?
Well, they have to consider what the players in the locker room would think if that happened.
And what's best for the long term.
It would be so ridiculous to do that.
But the question is, do you have to consider this?
Yes, No.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, you don't. So it's totally ridiculous.
It's not.
You said, oh, yeah, you do.
Of course you do.
No, you can consider it. The Eagles will not.
A baloney.
There's no way.
He's the biggest asset in the team. If he plays well because of this guy, he's just going to let him walk away?
Okay, first of all, if Jalen Hurts is so, like, they would just need to get another offensive coordinator for Jalen.
Oh, we tried that last year.
No, I get that, Joe, but, like, if Jalen Hurts is so, like, living or dying by the offensive coordinator they bring in, they would have to rethink the quarterback.
Or they can rethink the process, which is the head coach doesn't call the plays. The Eagles have created here a roulette year to year at certain spots, right? We do it at linebacker. We do it at all these other running back. We're doing it with the play caller now.
What they would have created is a dynamic that won them a Super Bowl.
And there's no
Super
continuity. There's no continuity.
They just won the Super Bowl.
About to lose it.
This is nuts. If they win the Super Bowl, they are not even going to consider firing the head coach. They will laugh at you.
But you're making it too simple.
It is that simple.
No, it isn't. The headline isn't Eagles consider moving on from Sirianni after the Super Bowl. The headline is the Eagles can't lose Kellen Moore. That's the headline.
No, the headline is they won the Super Bowl. And it would be the most unprecedented thing in sports history.
I will say this. I will say this to what Joe's saying. Because we are here in Philadelphia. That would be a story.
Of course. There's no question.
That would be, for us.
No.
But yes,
no, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Here in Philadelphia. No, and that would be something.
No. All right. There's no question. And look, let's all hope this happens. You know why? Because that means they win the Super Bowl. Let's hope that we get here.
Right,
let's hope we get to this discussion in February.
And we're not not firing the head coach just won the Super Bowl.
All right, you know who I'm not firing? Elliot Shore Parks. He's part of this show. Always. Elliot next, live from Brazil. His take on Devin White and what it means for Friday night right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.